Hey friends, welcome to another video. Today I want to talk about weed, addiction, specifically my addiction to weed or cannabis. And I want to share some thoughts about what I'm starting to realize when it comes to really any form of addiction, whether it's a substance or it's an activity like playing video games or even like porn or something like that. I just want to share my thoughts on this whole thing of addiction. And I want to share my perspective in hopes that it'll help some of you. And I'm sure some of you guys smoke. And so I want to share a bit about my experience with, first of all, being addicted for over 8 years, because I would consider it an addiction. I think anything you do every day that you feel like you need to do every day is an addiction to more or less of a degree. It's kind of like that quote, you know, if you can go a week without having any cravings of it, then you're not addicted. And weed was something I couldn't go a day without craving. So it definitely was an addiction. And it was since I was 14 to recently where I've went like 3 months without it. Now I've went almost like 4 months without it. And so I'm not using it daily like I was, but I just have a better perspective of this whole dynamic. So, you know, first I just want to say that in my heart of hearts, I do love cannabis. I love the plant. And I don't think that anything I'm about to discuss here that might put it in a negative light is because of the plant itself. I think it's the user and how you use it. And really, that's my main message. And what I've realized is that even not smoking for like over 100 days now, what I'm realizing is that it doesn't really matter if you like smoke weed or not. Now, there's a separate discussion to be had. If you are under the age of 25 and your brain's still developing, I don't think it's wise to tell kids under the age of 25, and specifically under the age of 20, that like it's okay to smoke weed. I really don't think it is. I think it really affects with the development of your brain, and I think you might end up like me, where I started when I was 14. And now being off of it for 100 days, I don't know if this is just how I've been feeling now, but like I'm starting to realize, like, did I fuck myself? Like, did I wire my brain in such a way where I still feel like some part of me needs it? Now, I don't know if that's just habit. I don't know if because of whatever reason I built that addiction to weed is still unhealed, even though I've been sober. But a part of me feels like I smoked for so long while my brain was developing that I literally wired my brain to need it to function in many ways. Now, I can function without it, but I mean, I would be lying if I didn't say that it's been harder. I mean, it's been so much harder, but that could just be because of my process of like feeling emotions I didn't feel, which have been, you know, all sorts of weird repressed emotions coming up. So it could be a bit of that, but it's harder in the sense of like, I don't have that break. And I'm starting to see now that there's a use for that sort of mental break to be able to have something, maybe that you don't rely on, but that you can leverage and use as a tool to get you out of your normal patterns and habits. Now, where I see the problem with cannabis is that if the tool that's leveraging you out of your patterns and habits itself becomes a pattern and habit, then you're just falling into the same trap, which is unconsciousness. So basically, my whole point and what I want to share here, the main message, is that I don't think it matters if you smoke or not. I don't think it matters if you play video games or not. I don't even think it really matters if you jerk off or not. What I think matters is, are you doing it consciously? that is like the golden question. The golden question to anything in life is not the thing itself per se. It's the bigger picture view of how are you using this thing? Is it actually a tool you're using to leverage you out of your patterns and habits? For me right now, if I were to use cannabis, that's 100% what it would do. And I know it would do that because the past 3 months have just felt like this grind of suffering, soberly suffering with no way to get a different perspective. And so I see its use in that way. But the whole reason why I quit was because I felt like every day I needed it. And paradoxically, quitting was getting out of my normal patterns and habits. So I haven't been able to find a balance with it yet. I'm sure it's possible. But my point is that I think even something like video games, to just let yourself play a video game, or to just let yourself be like stupid and hang out with your friends and drink a few beers, I think this can be incredibly useful if it's done consciously. And what that means is that it's basically not part of a pattern or a habit. Whenever something is part of a pattern or a habit, that's how you know it's a unconscious, there's something unconscious that's running it. When you're living consciously, it's very spontaneous, it's very in the moment, and you're sensitive to what you actually need. Because, you know, if you're using cannabis consciously, then you'll know sometimes like, yeah, this is not the right time to do it. You know, I just woke up. Or, you know, this is not the right time to do it. I have all these things to do. Or, you know, you'll be able to feel it and sort of say no. And to me, that would be using it consciously, even if the next day it was like you didn't have anything to do, you were free, you hadn't done it in a week, whatever the specific circumstances are, then that, you know, that would fit that. But when you're unconsciously doing stuff, that's the problem. And so whether it's with cannabis, whether it's with video games, whether it's with hanging out with friends, like it literally doesn't matter. You can make anything into an unconscious distraction, but you can also make anything into a conscious experience that is really growing you in some way. Now, it doesn't have to be some extravagant way where you're like really challenging yourself, but I mean, if you've been sober for, years, and you don't even remember what it's like to be in a different state of consciousness, then that can be incredibly useful, even if that's like drinking a few beers. Just to know that your consciousness can shift and you can see things from different ways, like that's the true value of it. But again, you can miss that if you just fall into a habit and a pattern. And my experience, at least with something like cannabis, is that the difference between using it consciously and unconsciously is massive. It's like a completely different experience. One is like psychedelic. You're having like insights and realizations. The other is like a numbing coping mechanism. Same with like video games. It's that unconscious numbing coping feeling of like just needing it to get by that is like, to me, is really the definition of suffering. Needing something to just be okay with life is like the definition of suffering. And that's why I quit smoking weed like 4 months ago. But of course, now what I'm seeing is that this has nothing to do with weed. This has everything to do with my unconscious use of it. And how there is a small chance that maybe I wired my brain at a young age to literally need it in some weird way. I mean, I hope not, but you know, when you smoke from 14 to your mid 20s, basically every day, it wasn't actually every day, but probably on average, like every few days. I mean, it's like the same as drinking in the sense that your brain's developing and you're not giving it the space it needs to develop. So who knows? I could have fucked up in that sense. But if you're like over the age of 25 and you didn't start smoking till you were like 30 or whatever, you're good. like in that sense where you don't have to worry about that. But I think either way, even if you're, you know, even if you're like 21, 22 and you're smoking, it's not the weed itself. It's if you're using it consciously. And that goes for everything in life. And one of the traps you can fall into is you can think, well, like, okay, if I quit this thing, and this is basically how I thought if I quit this thing, my life will get better. But that quitting versus doing something is not what makes your life better. What makes your life better is more consciousness. It's more awareness. And so, you know, you can quit something and be more unconscious sober than you were on that substance. And that sounds paradoxical, and that might even sound like I'm giving you permission to continue your addiction. But I mean, in many ways, it's true. Now, I still think if it's something you're doing every day, then yeah, there's something there where it's not like you're just enjoying it. I mean, maybe you are just enjoying it legitimately, but I've never met somebody that like smokes weed every day or drinks every day and they're doing it because they're like super conscious. It's almost always they're doing it because it's a coping mechanism. And if that's what it is, that's okay. If it's literally a way to help you cope with life, then that's fine. There's no judgment there. But I don't think you can really tap into the deepest fulfillment and the deepest joy and the deepest consciousness of life if you have a coping mechanism like that. Now, maybe I'm wrong. You know, we've heard stories of Alan Watts drinking almost every day and of most likely dying of alcoholism, although I'm not sure the details of that. And Alan Watts was very conscious in that way. So it could be a trauma thing too, that just you get so traumatized maybe at such a young age that you pick up a coping mechanism that will just always be with you. And if that's what it is, that's what it is, you know? And that's what I'm starting to realize with weed, because what weed did for me, at least in high school, was that it allowed me to cope. You know, of course, my initial experiences with it were like deeply spiritual. I mean, it was like, how is this even possible sort of thing? I remember smoking, you know, the first few times I smoked was like weird. It like my brain didn't process it. But once I started, like the first year of smoking weed was like pure fucking magic. I mean, I would go back and relive that any day because it was just so pure in that sense. But at some point after like the first few years of using it, it started to turn into this thing where I wasn't doing it for like that pure joy and wonder, and I wasn't using it in a conscious way. It was a coping mechanism. And that's okay, because in many ways it really did help, but in many ways it set me back too. You know, I remember it making me so anxious at like social events, and I remember it making me feel so like having such negative thoughts on it or when I was high, which is very interesting. So, you know, I think every case study is different. But I think that something like cannabis, it can make you start to feel really anxious and start to have negative thoughts if you're using it unconsciously. But that's like everything. The more unconscious you are, the more negative you feel. Because in many ways, unconsciousness is hell. And that unconsciousness could be a sober unconsciousness where you're like trying to be the sort of, grind, hustle culture, sober guy. And you're doing that, but you're like hoping that in the back of your mind, at some point you'll feel better. And of course you don't, because you're doing it unconsciously. You're using sobriety as a new coping mechanism, which is really paradoxical. So none of this stuff is simple. It really isn't. Only you can introspect and know, why am I using this thing? And that's what I asked myself about weed, you know, 4 months ago, was like, okay, I'm using this as a coping mechanism years after I really initially started using it as a coping mechanism, which was for high school. You know, I haven't been in high school for 5 years. I'm still using it as a coping mechanism. Like, what am I doing? I don't even know why I'm doing this. I'm just doing it because I've built this habit up, you know? And that might be what it is. It might just be because you've built up such a habit of doing it that that sort of momentum is going so strong that even if you've healed the trauma that initially started it, or you've gotten past the initial time of your life that triggered that that coping mechanism, you can just keep doing it. And that's probably why many people do just smoke weed their entire lives, or they drink their entire lives, or they play video games their entire lives. It's not that there's anything wrong with them. It's just that that coping mechanism was probably sort of fused into their mind. That groove was with that groove was built into their mind as their mind was developing. And now it's solidified with that groove there because they're older, you know, their brain's not developing in the way it is when you're like in your 20s. And so, you know, it's entirely possible that's the case. And that's really what I'm worried about with myself. Because as much as I do love cannabis, I never enjoyed feeling like I needed something to be okay. And, you know, that hurts me to say that, but in many ways, I still feel like I need it to be okay, even though I haven't done it in over like 100 days or whatever. And that's what scares me. What scares me is that I started so young. I built this groove so early in my mind that now in some ways I might actually need it to be okay. And that to me is like, that is, it's a weakness because you're not always going to, you know, you're not always going to have it. You go to other countries, you're not always going to have it. And that's not to say that I've suffered like entirely the past 100 days. And I don't know how much the past 100 days has just been me healing from basically a decade long addiction. You know, I'm sure it takes a lot of time for your mind to heal. And I plan on staying sober, but I'm starting to see that like, okay, this isn't, this isn't just like you quit and it's all rainbows and butterflies. Especially if you started at a young age. So my advice to you is that, especially when it comes to cannabis or any substance, if you're under the age of 25, I'm not saying don't do it, but just be careful. Because if you do develop a coping mechanism to it, where you end up feeling like you literally need it the rest of your life, that'll be a massive obstacle, or it'll be a burden to carry, really. Even if you love weed, even if you enjoy it, you know, if you go to the Leaves subreddit, there's a subreddit on Reddit called Leaves, which is all people that are like quitting or trying to quit or have quit smoking weed. And the amount of people that feel like it's just a burden to smoke is appalling. I mean, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of weed smokers that feel like they're trapped by smoking weed, which is exactly how I felt. Because when you're smoking weed constantly, you literally feel like you're trapped because you feel like you need it. And anything you feel like you need, neediness, is a form of weakness, of insecurity, of insufficiency. And nobody wants to feel insecure and insufficient. Nobody wants to feel like they need something to feel okay. And it's really sad from that perspective because cannabis is amazing. I mean, I have like an old joint tube over there, and I'm sure if I opened it and smelled it, it would just like, you bring back the memories sort of thing. But it's so easy to get lost in that and not realize, you know, the effects that it's having on you. And this goes for anything. I mean, this goes for playing video games. I'm sure there's a whole swath of probably millions of kids, especially now, that feel like they need video games to just survive, which is kind of scary. You know, we're facing a time of human evolution where everything is so easy, and we our lives are so easy. We don't have to hunt for our own food. We don't need to live outside in the cold, bitter winter. You know, everything is just easy. Entertainment is instant. Food is delivered to our doors. Joints are delivered to our doors. Video games you can download endlessly right from your home. You don't even need to go to, you know, GameStop like in the old days and actually buy a CD to play a video game. You can just download it instantly. And so I just see this, you know, kind of taking a bigger perspective now, I just see this massive danger with all of this stuff. Which is why I think it's important to be conscious if you're going to participate. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying don't participate. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with you if you do have an addiction to one of these things. Because the last thing I wanted to hear when I was addicted to smoking weed was that there was something wrong with me. I mean, that's like the last thing you want to hear. Because it's not true. There's not something wrong with you. You've just developed a coping mechanism. That's all it is, really. But we have to be conscious and acknowledge that that coping mechanism can be very detrimental to the overall health of our life, even if we enjoy it. And when we bring consciousness to that, you know, that's when you get the people on the Leave subreddit saying, okay, I'm bringing consciousness to my weed addiction. Oh my God, I feel trapped. Oh my God. I can't stop. I try to stop. I can't stop. This is horrible. And it can, I mean, it can really mess you up. And this is, in many ways, my experience. I tried to quit for so long. It was like, I couldn't. And that's, I mean, that's another thing about addiction is that you, I don't know if this is really true, but it's almost like you don't even have a choice when you get to stop an addiction or not. I'm even thinking back to like 4 months ago or whenever when I stopped smoking weed, and it wasn't like a choice. It was just like this deeper thing that released that I knew like it wasn't out of some egoic control. It just fell away. But will it come back? I don't know. I mean, what I'm feeling now is that that thing that drove me to smoke weed is still very present. Now, if I'll feel like I need to smoke weed again, I mean, it's entirely possible, but honestly, I don't want to go back to that way of living because that was deeply unconscious, just smoking constantly. It was basically hell. So if I do smoke, I want it to be conscious, but my point is that anything done unconsciously, weed, video games, hanging out with friends, shopping, entertainment, anything done unconsciously as an addiction is like the definition of hell, and it's important you bring consciousness to it. But at the same time, if it's like really an addiction that's like deeper and it's coming from some deep groove from your childhood, some trauma from your childhood or some coping mechanism you developed when you were like still developing, then it's probably the case that you don't get to decide if it goes away or not. And so, and I think you can create a lot of suffering for yourself like I did, like trying to control it and force it to go away, which was basically my story with weed. You know, I smoked for 8 years. The first 2 years were amazing. The third and fourth year were like, okay, this is turning into something else. And then the last 4 years of me using it have basically been like just this loop of like trying to quit, not being able to, smoking more, feeling bad about it, quitting for like a month and falling back in, feeling bad about it. Like just, it's been a mess. And I kind of wish during that process, I would have just realized I didn't really have control. And I realized that I wish I would have brought consciousness to it and recognized, okay, this is like holding me back. It's like making me really anxious. First of all, like I don't even know why I'm doing this. I don't enjoy it. I can't tell you how many times I smoked and immediately after just felt super anxious. And just felt just, I just felt it made me feel horrible. Now maybe that was some weird subconscious, unconscious reaction to doing it where I was judging myself. I don't know. It may have been, but regardless, it got to a point to where, I was having just these very, just messy feelings around it. And when I was stoned, even if I was like enjoying it sometimes, I would just like, I would say things that I didn't mean to people. You know, I would do weird things that didn't feel authentic to me. It started to make me feel like I was disconnecting from myself. And that's my point. When you're doing something unconsciously, unconsciousness is disconnection. Consciousness is connection. So there were times when I smoked and it made me feel more connected to myself because I was doing it consciously. It was like an experience. It was a thing. But when I started doing it unconsciously, it was disconnecting me. It was making me feel like, ugh, you know, like it had that vibe. And so again, to circle back, regardless of what it is, in today's day and age, in modern society, especially like in America, in the West, like, just be careful of whatever it is, cannabis, video games, hanging out with friends, alcohol, partying, anything that is fun, basically anything that gives you a dopamine like spike, just be careful of not abusing it. Because if you do abuse it, if you do it unconsciously, you'll suffer tremendously. And that goes even, again, that goes for stuff, even like working out. It doesn't matter what it is. Anything done unconsciously as part of a larger pattern creates suffering. That's the message. So be conscious, be wise with your use, and, you know, be careful if your brain's still developing. That's all I'll say. And if you're interested in learning more, go watch Andrew Huberman's podcast on cannabis. He shares a study where they basically took thousands of other studies on weed and like cross-referenced all the data, and they found that daily weed smokers are like 4 times more likely to be depressed over the long haul, over time, and they're 4 times more likely to develop an anxiety disorder over like a decades long period. So what they found in that study, and this is kind of what woke me up, was that, and this is especially true for kids under the age of 25, is that weed helps temporarily, but in the long run, over decades, it makes you more and more depressed and anxious. And that was what I realized. Was that something that started so amazing, this magical thing turned into a very dark coping mechanism it really did make me depressed. I need to be honest with that. My mental health feels so much better now that I've stopped, like truly. Even though like everything feels like it's a bit more of a grind, because I don't have that escape hatch, so to speak, where I can just sort of, you know, and go somewhere else. So I have to sit in my emotions. And that's been a whole experience, not being able to run from my emotions. It's been hard. It's been difficult. But I feel like my strength, I feel like my resilience, I feel like my mental health is at like an all-time high. And that's important to note, especially if you're younger, especially when it comes to weed. Go look at that study from Andrew Huberman. It's pretty eye-opening to see that, you know, thousands and thousands of studies on weed over the past 10 years all point to this statistic that if you consume weed more than occasionally, so like more than 3 times a week, I think, especially daily, your chances of developing a anxiety disorder or a depression disorder are like 4x'd. Now that doesn't mean you will. And this is probably why people can smoke their whole lives and they're like, you know, happy, fun hippies. But it also means that a lot more people will have anxiety and depression had they not smoked and developed that coping mechanism, even though it helped them initially. And that's what happens with a lot of addictions, is that you start doing it. It helps initially. It feels good initially. It alleviates pain initially. That's why you do it. I mean, if it sucked the first time you did it, you wouldn't do it. But then it's it's sometime after that initial period where it starts to turn into something else. And that's when you need to be careful. So just be careful. I hope my thoughts here have helped you, and have maybe given you a little bit more perspective into addiction, into your cannabis use, if you're a cannabis user. And, as far as my future goes, again, I really do feel more mentally healthy, even though in a weird way I've like suffered more, but it's not like suffering in a bad way. It's suffering in like, I'm actually feeling all the emotions I repressed, because that's a lot of what I did and what I think a lot of cannabis users do, is they repress their emotions with cannabis. It's like a perfect, it's like this feminine energy that you can just lay on yourself and avoid having to like go through the pain of whatever it is you're feeling. And so it's been painful, but it's been good. It's been good in the sense that it's been healthy, and it's really, I mean, I'm just glad I did it when I did. And that, you know, I still have a few more years of my brain developing that, I may give myself the love to develop without anything getting in the way. And just one last comment on addiction. I don't want you to feel like you don't have control, in the sense that I don't want you to feel like if you have an addiction that all hope is lost and that you should just keep doing it every day and just give up, because I think that's dangerous too. So I don't think that you really can force yourself to stop. I think that you have to bring consciousness to it, and that consciousness sort of, it starts to break it down, because as long as it's in the shadows, as long as it's unconscious, you'll just keep doing it whether you're suffering or not. So consciousness is always the first answer, but bringing consciousness to it, being aware of it, doesn't necessarily mean that you're forcing it to go away. It just means that you're aware that, holy shit, this is an addiction. This is something I feel like I need to do. This is something that I feel like I'm trapped by. Like, just having these insights, bringing consciousness to it, that's what gets it to fall away. So don't mistake me. If you have an addiction, I'm not saying to just leave it in the shadows and just, you know, keep, you know, ignoring it, like, oh yeah, it'll be fine, because it'll come back to bite you in the ass, and with much more force in the future if you don't bring awareness to it now. So I'm not saying don't be aware of it. In fact, I'm saying the opposite. I'm saying be aware of it as much as possible. Notice how you reach for the weed when you start to feel uncomfortable. Because you just want that comfort. You want that comfort. Notice how you reach for the weed when you start to have some deeper emotion come up. Like, just notice, bring awareness, and you'll start to see that naturally, and when it's right, this habit, this addiction, you'll be able to get some space from it, and maybe it'll fall away, maybe it won't. But I think what's important, again, is that you're conscious. Consciousness is key with any of this stuff. As long as you're conscious of it and conscious of why you're doing it, even if you're conscious of the fact that you're doing it because it was some coping mechanism you developed when you were 14, that's so much better than just doing it unconsciously and ignoring all of that. Like, to know that that's why you're doing something, because you've developed some habit, that's amazing. Or maybe you're conscious of the fact that you're doing it because you've never done it and you want to experience something new. You know, whatever it is, everyone's different. Just consciousness. Consciousness is key. When it comes to addiction, consciousness is key. Always remember that. Consciousness is key. Doesn't matter what you're doing, as long as you're conscious, as long as you're aware, then everything will unfold as it should. It's only when you're unconscious, when you're willfully ignorant, when you're avoiding looking at it, whatever it is, regardless of if that addiction falls away or not, because you can, what's weird is you can cut something off without actually looking at it. You know, you can have a weed addiction. And I think this is why I always sort of fell back in so fast, was I would like stop, because I just like maybe somehow knew deep down I needed to stop, but I wouldn't actually look at like why I was doing it. I wasn't like contemplating and bringing awareness to it. I was just like, oh, I'm stopping. but then I'd fall back in, and it was a cycle, and I didn't understand the cycle because I wasn't bringing any consciousness to it. But now I'm starting to realize, like, oh, okay, I can see how I started in high school. It was like coping mechanism, and I can see how, you know, maybe I've developed some groove, even though that trauma's like healed or mostly healed. And it's like, oh, and you just have epiphany, deeper consciousness. And that removes all of those messy feelings around it. The more unconscious you are, the more of those weird, messy feelings you have around it. And the more you'll probably defend it with your life, you know. These are like the hostile stoners, where if you say anything about a study that says that if you smoke weed every day, you have higher risk of developing an anxiety or depression disorder, they attack you. You know, that's like you're attacking somebody else. You're defending your addiction so much because there's something there you're not looking at. I would think a conscious weed smoker would be able to look at that study and go, interesting. You know, they wouldn't need to defend. So anyways, I hope this helps. Be conscious, be aware of your addictions. As long as you're conscious, as long as you're aware, you'll be okay. And even if you're not, even if you're, you know, unconsciously, you know, smoking the ganj or unconsciously playing video games, that doesn't make you a bad person. It just means that you'll probably suffer a lot. Because again, it's the unconsciousness that makes you suffer. So now I'm just repeating myself. I hope this helped. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Hit that like button for me, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace. Hey, thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode and want to learn more, visit pursuitofspirit.com.